This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An Israeli company that had a way to make electric cars drive long distances has gone bust. The company bought sustainable power from sources that included wind farms and used it to charge electric car batteries. Now, on a long road trip, especially equipped electric cars could drive into a kind of filling station where a robot would swap the depleted battery with a freshly charged one in just a few minutes. The company was called Better Place, and its founder, entrepreneur Shai Agassi, told me during a Now on PBS interview 4 years ago about how Denmark was deploying his system.
I just got it into my head that we can solve the world's dependency on oil by solving this question of infrastructure for electric cars in a new business model.
Israel was trying it. There was interest in Hawaii, and Agassi's vision was to someday build battery swapping stations across the U.S., starting with major arteries such as I-95 in the east and I-5 in the west. The carmaker Nissan was a partner, but now Better Place is going out of business. Sam Jaffe, research analyst at Navigant Research, watched the ups and downs of the company. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Better Place, this was a fascinating approach to greener transportation, but it seems to have unraveled. This is not just a reorganization. This is a liquidation of the company.
Yeah, it's a complete liquidation. It would be the equivalent here in the United States of a Series 7 bankruptcy, meaning they're going to completely liquidate the company, and it's going away.
What did they do wrong, do you think? Is it they didn't expand quickly enough, or they didn't estimate the costs of building these swapping stations? What do you think was their fatal mistake?
I think their fatal mistake was an overemphasis on the swapping stations. They saw that as the most important part of their plan, and they invested heavily in that, and they paid a fortune to build those first stations. And when I saw their initial estimates of how much they cost, they were talking $2 million a station. They were spending $20 to $40 million a station on actually building them. And obviously, you spend more when you build something for the first time, but that's what bankrupted the company.
I did some reporting on a Better Place's approach in Denmark 4 years ago. There was a lot of optimism at that point. What do you think in terms of the mood toward these innovative approaches to transportation? Has the mood shifted in recent years?
I think there's always a room for innovation in transportation. I think that the Better Place approach, which was just throw money at it and it's got to work out right, is probably going away. I think from this point on, anything that is tried that's new is going to have to be built incrementally and built slowly rather than trying to, you know, build it and they will come, because they built it. They spent $850 million and they didn't come.
Sam Jaffe, research analyst at Navigant Research, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.